With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been an apparent family-related shooting at Phoenix, Arizona's Sky Harbor International Airport. Phoenix Police Sergeant Mayra Reeson describes the scene officers saw when they got to the airport on Wednesday night.
About 9:45 p.m., airport officers who are stationed here at the airport got a call of a possible shooting at a restaurant outside, at Terminal 4, at a restaurant outside of Security Checkpoint. Officers were on scene fairly quickly because they're here at the airport. Officers arrived on scene and they located three individuals believed to have gunshot injuries.
That audio courtesy ABC 15 Arizona. An adult female and two adult males were shot, leaving the female with injuries police describe as life-threatening. Police say the two men were in stable condition. Airport operations were briefly affected. A new poll suggests that most voters support Senate confirmation for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., picked by President-elect Trump, to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe the Senate should confirm RFK Jr.'s nomination, while 35% are opposed and 14% are not sure. The survey of 1,099 U.S. likely voters was conducted on December 17th through 19th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Israel's attorney general has ordered police to open an investigation into Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wife on suspicion of harassing political opponents and witnesses in the Israeli leader's corruption trial. On Wall Street, the Dow by 28 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be doing some globetrotting in 2025.
The popular evangelist has released his schedule of gospel festivals for the new year, and it includes stops in six countries. In March, Graham plans to preach in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, then travel to Berlin in May. June finds him back in London for another one of his frequent visits to the United Kingdom. In September, he is scheduled to go to Brussels. October is Madrid. And his final international festival of 2025 is in Buenos Aires in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas was celebrated quite differently in two troubled areas of the Middle East. Bethlehem marked another somber Christmas in the wake of last October's attack by Hamas on Israel, which has triggered more than a year of war. In Syria, however, Christians celebrated the holiday openly in their churches for the first time since the ouster of dictator Bashar al-Assad. This is SRN News. A tragic story out of New Hampshire. State investigators are looking into the deaths of four people in a home on Christmas Day. Correspondent Mike Kempen has all the details.
Authorities suspect carbon monoxide poisoning may have been what killed four people in a Wakefield, New Hampshire home. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey says police were called to the house for a welfare check, and when they arrived, they found the bodies of four adults. Speaking on WMUR-TV, Toomey says this has been a tough year.
It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
Toomey says the deceased include two older adults and two younger adults. Other family members called police to check on them after they did not show up as expected at a Christmas Day gathering. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.